What is your favorite food? You're listening to The Death and the Life. I'm your host, Everett Pena, and this is episode number one.
This podcast is sponsored by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
But now it's up to you to decide what food you eat for the rest of your life. Gourmets have long argued about the best food they would love to eat until they break out of this death spiral. If there is one thing most people have in common, it is that they love to eat. We may all have different tastes, but food is a necessity in every person's life. Unfortunately, many people around the world do not have enough food every day. Many people would like to see the hungry in the world get a larger share of this food. The love of starchy and animal protein-based foods is detrimental to billions of people vulnerable to food price inflation, which is hitting commodities such as wheat, rice, and animal feed especially hard. I would like to know how to answer what is your favorite food if these answers are correct. If pizza is your lucky food choice, pizza is at the top of many people's favorite food list. Pizza is the answer to what you like best when you can't think of anything better. Yes, pizza is good, but if you call it your favorite, you are lazy. Because pizza is perhaps the only food that is easy to prepare and can cover all types of food. Vegetables, meat, dairy products, fruits. Among the many products, pizza is my favorite food because it tastes and smells amazing. Among the many products, pizza is my favorite food because it tastes and smells amazing. Homemade pizza outperforms just about any other food on this list, and can be made with just about anything. You can choose from a variety of toppings such as salmon, egg, and teriyaki chicken. When you eat sushi, you can try sauces, fish sashimi, and sweet rice. After all, it is food covered in porridge and sauce that you eat with your hands. Well, while you may disagree with how much sugary food you eat, you love everything else. According to a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, researchers found that those who were associated with sugary foods were perceived as more pleasant, friendly, and pleasant in every way. The researchers found that people who enjoyed cake, chocolate bars, or other similar sugary foods were more likely to be pleasant, friendly, funny, and outgoing. A study by Nadia Burns, a researcher at the Institute of Food Technology, found that if you like adventure and intense excitement, you may also like spicy food. The same study, published in the journal Appetite in 2015, found that people with neurosis ate more high-calorie foods, including sweets, and were more likely to overeat emotionally. And be sure to check out our other great articles on psychology and food. Not food, but psychology. So, if you want to know what kind of person you are based on the foods you've been craving, this article is for you. My answer is not healthy food, but you asked about my favorite food, not my favorite healthy food. I don't have a favorite food other than something with pumpkin and turkey, sausage. This is why I always eat pizza burger and not one on top of the other. I don't think it's even possible since I love the food, especially the variety. There are so many dishes available in the world today, some of which are Indian dishes like biryani, dosa, pav bhaji, pani puri, etc. While some like Western food like pizza, burgers, noodles, etc. While some of these foods, which are my favorites, are prepared according to traditional recipes, others are prepared according to unconventional recipes and methods. My numbers 1 and 2 are French food and Chinese food, the first of which is not on anyone's list. Sushi is in second place in popularity in the world, burgers are in third place. Mexicans love Mexican food the most, while Indian cuisine leads the way in India, and rice dishes in one form or another take the other two places. It is also interesting, not to say a little oddly, that for the purposes of this study, non-standard national cuisines such as Chinese are referred to as food, and are treated in the same way as staple foods. and with so many great chefs, it's no surprise that certain types of foods are gaining attention from around the world. My favorite food follows the strictest CDC guidelines, ensuring the safety of our employees, guests and every order prepared. Floyd P. My favorite food right now is avocado, raspberry, lemon juice and stevia mixed together in a pudding and sprinkled with chopped almonds. Well, my favorite food is half a cup of hot water oatmeal with 2 tablespoons of peanut butter and 2 tablespoons of
honey. I'm not sure how healthy they are, but they're not the worst food, and I don't think you need to starve for all the delicious foods. Burritos 21. These are the best food because you can put anything in them, even fries. It's tasteless and doesn't have the sweetness that fruit should have. I have a good snack and I eat one almost every day. I can eat chicken wings all my life without getting tired. Fried chicken has the juicy, crispy pizza of steak and the ability to soak up sauces like chips. It can be raw or cooked, but if you like cooked, be careful as some Chinese restaurants only serve it raw. Lately, I like to fry vegetables like kale and spinach in coconut oil or bacon fat, beat a couple of eggs on top with salt and pepper, add a little water, and cover the skillet for a couple of minutes until the tops of the eggs are cooked through. As with pizza, there are different varieties of apples for everyone. I prefer sour, hard apples like Breburn and Granny, but you can really experiment with what you like. But hey, it can show others what kind of person you are. People will also see your personality differently depending on which foods you prefer. If you prefer to eat healthier foods than meat, you are probably a conscientious person. Steak eaters love their manly and strong food, which makes sexual intercourse very exciting. You can all get to know your sexual partner just by watching him shovel food in his face, including the way I am in bed, because there is definitely a connection between food and sex. Or maybe your jam is the type of person who enjoys getting in and out rather than loving you for hours on end. Someone wild and passionate in bed won't call Cinnamon Toast Crunch their favorite food. When this happens, people share with each other many elements of their culture, including food. Our world is made up of many different cultures, people and products that are local to cities and countries.
Thank you all for joining us again on The Death and the Life. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.